3FM.
It's a playing field for mental arguments. My thoughts are saying my emotions is who started it. My personality always conflicts with other people. The good in me has never been conscious of seeing evil. I could be ferocious in my times of feeling feeble. Sick of life's ills, it could be short for illegal. Common sense, a victim to sensory deprivation. The mediator met with it all is in meditation. Lord invited me to stay idly on this left side, so I can write my wrongs in these songs to live and let die. Channeling Notorious, Machiavellian left eye. Son of Ra, speaking no horrors to see who am I. Top of leaders, running with demons, cunning and thieving always. Silhouettes surfing and stretching through mental hallways. Demons on my mind, ain't nowhere to hide really. Then 9 minutes later, I'm met with a 9 milli. So 9 times out of 10, I'm probably going to hell cause I'm the devil. Which means I sold my soul to myself, shelf all my worst fears in a mason jar glasses. Next to all the dreams and things I ever imagined. Book of magic, Silver Solomon is a talisman. Speak my name in vain, it would be met with some challenges.
I devise a way to rise, time to strategize. The purest form of Zeltron made me alkaline. I'm seeing illusions in the pockets of my brain. I use it to find a way to illustrate my pain. Confusion, cause you don't understand the word I'm saying. Forgive me for all I done, cause I be barely praying. The kid inside me always seems to man up. The higher power is within myself, no need to pan up. Believe in ULT the way your child believes in Santa. Manipulate the masses and the media on camera. Black holes and white lights, white noise and black sun. Shadows and bright lights, a glimpse back in action. Surrounded by dismay, I display visions of a way for heaven on earth and hell on earth to fight for night and day. Apocalyptic host, conflict against my optimistic hope. The ropes around my neck are golden chains for me to choke. My lows reflect the locks and the flames that burn across in my very nation. I walk with my fear surrounded by chalk. Deities and darkness meeting at my dinner table. Deeper than rap, my life is real, this is my mystic baby. Play the bad guy just to finish the race first. Cause the last guy was nice, but he ended up dying of thirst. I'm seeing illusions in the pockets of my brain. I use it, then find a way to illustrate my pain. Confusion, cause you don't understand the word I'm saying. Forgive me for all I've done, cause I be barely praying. I'm seeing illusions in the pockets of my brain. I use it, then find a way to illustrate my pain. Confusion, cause you don't understand the word I'm saying. Forgive me for all I've done, cause I be barely praying.
RCT Pittsburgh.
Back to the sacks. He hurried to...
You're home from school, and I wanna let you I admired you. That's why I used to always pick fights with you. I remember when we used to call each other names, mimic old TV shows and play those childish games. Like I was your Tarzan and you were my Jane. Can we do that nowadays? And if I would've knew the girl next door would've been you, baby, I would've been you.
dans ma tête, toujours dans ma tête. Comme une brise d'été qui s'entête à me faire rêver. À longueur de journée, à mentalement m'évader du merdier journalier. Toujours dans ma tête, toujours dans ma tête. Comme l'oasis du désert, je te laisse faire. Tu m'enivres, me délivres de tout ce dont je suis capable.
That's Victor Duplay. That's Stimulation by Victor Duplay. I can't believe that record came out in 2006. It literally sounds like something that would have come out yesterday. Then there was also, we had Girl Next Door, Music Soul Child, both of those tracks, the Victor Duplay track and the Music Soul Child track, same bassist who just like pops up with the just such killer bass lines and all the like. I think he did songs with Elton John too back in the 70s. I think it's Pino Palladino. It can't be his real name, but that's his stage name. But yeah, all the way 80s to now, like whatever, pop, R&B, rap. He's always contributing, you know. Anyway, those were really sick, I think, those two songs. Then there was also a Damu the Fudge Monk song. It was like maybe a minute long, but it was a sick beat. That was Bills Be Gone Part 2 by Damu the Fudge Monk. And then there was that track I was telling you guys about, the Denzel Curry track, The Ills. That's the closer off of his album. It just came out. It's like Melt Your Eyes, something or other. Really good album as a whole. I just can't play any of it on the radio. But you guys should check it out. And then before that, I think starting the set was Dorothy Ashby, By the Time I Get to Phoenix. All right. A couple things from us here at the station before we continue. Help protect your family from the flu this season by taking three easy steps. First, get yourself and your family a flu shot. It's quick and can protect you all season. Second, take everyday actions to help prevent the spread of germs like the flu. Cover your cough, stay home from school or work if you're sick, and wash your hands often. Third, there are drugs that can treat flu illness. These work best when started early, so learn more at cdc.gov/fightflu. And one more. Kids are curious about everything, including guns. Talking to them more about gun safety in your home is a good first step, but you can do more. Always keep your guns locked, unloaded, and stored separately from ammunition. Storing your gun securely is the best way to prevent family fire. It does say family fire. Okay. Learn how to make your home safer at endfamilyfire.org. Brought to you by End Family Fire, Brady, and the Ad Council. All right. So, let's get back to the music. This track, what is this? This is Miharu Koshi, Le Amour, Ariwa Kura, No Irony. I'm saying that in the katakana pronunciation. But I don't even know where I found this, but I was using it as more of an interlude than a song. But whatever, we're going to play more music. Got more like dance music, I guess. Goucher Lust work under a different alias, Roadhog. We got Drake edit by DJ PayPal that I saw that was really good. There's a request for Huey Mnemonic, playing a little bit of Davis Galvin. We got Antoine Rocky Horror, Lady Blackbird. Great. All right, we're going to get right back to it, guys. WRCT Pittsburgh, this is DJ Addy with 100% Natty. Thank you for tuning in.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Alrighty. Alright, so that is Ntih, N-T-I-H is the way that's spelled, by Davis Galvin. We had Yui Memnonic with Groove Thang, Swerve Mix. We had kind of a chopped... It's already chopped and screwed, but it was extra chopped and screwed by me accidentally hitting random buttons on my computer. That was 9 by DJ PayPal off of the recently released Volume 2 of Drake Edits, chopped and screwed by DJ Addy, Wicca Wicca. And then we also had Wash by Roadhog, which is Goucher Lustwerk, starting that set. Couple things. Sorry for that sibilance. I need better mic discipline here. Couple things from us here at the station. SPAC Brothers Pizza joins you in supporting WRCT Pittsburgh. SPAC Brothers Pizza offers pizza, hoagies, and wings while specializing in vegan and vegetarian alternatives. SPAC Brothers Pizza, with that being said, let's be honest, the buffalo chicken pizza is amazing. So just so you know, there's a lot there for non-vegan and vegetarians. SPAC Brothers Pizza uses no refined sugars in its sauce and unbleached flour in its dough. SPAC Brothers is committed to safety during the ongoing pandemic by providing online ordering and payment, as well as contact-free pickup. You can learn more about online ordering on SPACBros.com, and will receive a text message when your food is ready to pick up. For more information, call 412-362-SPAC or visit their website at SPACBrothers.com. That's 412-362-7725 or SPACBrothers.com. And maybe you guys are just checking out WRCT for the first time. Maybe you guys are enjoying what you're hearing. Maybe you want to check out some other programs WRCT has to offer, one of which is Manifolds, live mixes, guests, and more, mostly electronic music propagated on electronic music waves. I'm so sorry. I can't read right now. It's electromagnetic waves. Tune in to Manifolds at 8 p.m. on Tuesday nights. A Minute Pause is another show you might like to check out. A Minute Pause is a small, almost insignificant space. A Minute Pause is 60 seconds of space. Get it straight with A Minute Pause Tuesdays from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. only on WRCT Pittsburgh. Yeah, all right. I mean, I only have a couple more songs, to be completely honest with you guys, so I might not make it all the way to the 6 p.m. mark, but thank you for tuning in. This is 100% Natty with DJ Addy. I was going to play maybe 3 more songs, maybe a little Machine Gun Boogie by Antoine Rocky Horror. Maybe a little bit of Lady Blackbird with some kind of groovy, funky mix. And maybe closing on a track that I've been listening to a lot by Bonnie Raitt. Thank you for listening. Also, the track that I'm ending with is also called Thank You. That's a coincidence. But also, thank you for tuning in to WRCT Pittsburgh, 88.3 FM. We'll be right back.
I'm lost and I'm looking lost, looking I'm lost and I'm looking lost and I'm looking looking for my baby, wonder why my baby can't be found. Lost and I'm looking for my baby. Lord, no, my baby ain't around. So I'm lost and I'm looking for my baby. Wonder
guys, so that's it for me. Thank you for tuning in. It's DJ Addy with 100% Natty. Last couple tracks I'm playing here, was playing, is Lady Blackbird, Lost and Looking. And also there was Machine Gun Boogie by Antoine Rocky Horror. And yeah, I'm just going to finish out with that Bonnie Raitt song, and that's it, guys. Thank you for tuning in. This is WRCT Pittsburgh, 88.3 FM. I'm DJ Addy. This is 100% Addy. Normally on Monday nights, but I couldn't make it last night, and I'm out of town next week, so I figured it was ripe for a little, one-off on a Tuesday early evening, late afternoon, while you guys are driving home. Thank you for tuning in again. WRCT Pittsburgh.
like you knew. The time was running out, I came running home to you. You taught me how to love you, you helped me to be. You could even love me, I was all you'd ever
the song After School by Weekly, spelled with three E's. I'm just making sure you can Google them if you have, yeah. If you want to.
Damn, that song, it's definitely like you said, more Gen Z-esque, I feel like. And the outfits as well, the outfits that they wear in the music video are a lot different from, like, I guess previous generation outfits that I
for sure of. I mean, yeah. It's of today. I don't know if it'll be a timeless song, so mm-hmm. to speak, but it's still really fun. Although speaking of timeless songs, if we want to talk about some previously released songs that would still be really good now, mm-hmm. or just like artists that maybe are just not as popping in the mainstream, Well, a song that I think would still be awesome now is View by Shiny. I was just watching some commentary on this song and re-listening to it. And even though it was released in 2015, if you watch the video now, it honestly still looks like it could have been released maybe a couple months ago. And the song itself, I still think, is awesome.
Mm-hmm. It's not, I'm assuming it's not as big as some of the other Shiny songs that other people might know.
I think it was even famous at the time. Okay. I also think it was slightly before its time due to how the beat was written. Mm-hmm. And I, in the commentary video, which I watched, which was on YouTube on the channel MMTG, people had commented at the time about how weird their clothes were, but honestly their stage outfits are like what's popular now, like the giant sports jersey, hats and like loose tops and things like that. Yeah,
truly ahead of their time then. Shiny
has Shiny's some always brains. Ahead of their time.
Speaking of like Shiny and SM, I think FX is also kind of underappreciated, I feel like, or like maybe a little forgotten now just because they haven't been in the spotlight for a while.
And I am very sad that they only had four full-length albums.
Definitely. I think like the way SM handled FX and the way they didn't give them as much like coverage as or promotion as some of the other groups is, I think it's criminal that they did that.
Sorry, not to make light of it, because I think you're right, and that management companies, especially in pop music, where management is so has so much more say in maybe like an artist's output or their promotions than compared to in more indie groups. But they have so much money and power that they could have a huge impact if they wanted to. It's really sad that there are so many good groups, not only like FX, that were part of a big company that were super well known at the time, but now every month it seems there's some new group that's debuting and maybe they have like one really good song, but their company doesn't have the resources or they don't have the cultural clout. Sorry to use the word clout, but it's true. To make like a big splash on debut and get a following very quickly, which is unfortunate. But I mean, that's not just how the K-pop industry works. That's how pretty much all music industries work.
Due
to capitalism.
Unfortunately.
Well, let's not get into that.
Do any songs like come to mind after talking about that, or groups?
Well, definitely Signature, which I mentioned earlier, also came out, but I think they've only had an EP with maybe four or five songs. And I suspect part of that is because they weren't hugely popular as they came out. And sometimes when I just go on the YouTubes and see what the algorithm feeds into my waiting hands, I'll see some group that's brand new. It's like, oh, debut stage or whatever. And then after like another few months, I never hear from them again.
It's tough. I wish.
It's tough out there. It's tough out there.
I wish we had more opportunities to hear from them, but it is what it is. Unfortunately, we have.
Well, I don't feel qualified to make sweeping statements on the music industry as a whole. But I will bring out some artists that I like that maybe are not as popular. One song that I really, really like is The Definition of Love by Lee Dong-woo featuring Orphe Noah. And maybe we could take a listen to that now. This is definitely not K-pop in the standard sense, but it was on a quite large music label and Lee Dong-woo has featured on other pop songs. So I'm making us all listen to it now.
Where do they go, the people I know? When I close my eyes, do they cease to be in reality somehow? Longing to be where my friends are, to me when I'm thinking of the definition of love. Longing to be where my friends are, to me when I'm thinking of the definition of love. What's left behind when we've said goodbye? Do they leave a trace? The prints in my mind are never to be replaced. Yeah. Be where my friends are, to me when I'm thinking of the definition of love.
while I'm in the shade. Do they circle around in orbit around my mind? To find that mysterious place, that space we all have for loved ones to give us strength.
And the song you just heard was The Definition of Love by Lee Dong-woo featuring Orfei Noah. And finally, I don't even know if this really counts as super underrated, but I think this is a song that a lot of people have not heard, even if they like K-pop. And it is a B-side slash pre-debut song from NCT, which is called Switch. And I think this really sums up some of my favorite parts of K-pop, where it's really... it has a fun sound, one. Two, they use fun vocals. And three, it's just a sound and arrangement that really isn't common in pop music in America right now.
I haven't listened to it, so I have.
Oh, wow. Okay, so we'll do a first listen together, and then maybe you can wrap up with some thought. This is Switch by NCT.
Yeah. 이놈의 걸림돌을 넘어가면 보일까 정 닿는 거친 걸음마저 기분이 좋아 저기 멀리 높은 꿈이 점점 가까워져가
That was Switch by NCT 127. Definitely not their most complicated song, but I think the vibes of it, the vibes pass the vibe check. But really, I think it's a fun summer song. It's interestingly spaced in a sonic sense where there's really sparse instrumentation and just that hook that you hear all the time, which is really interesting, especially when you consider there's like 12 people in that music video.
The part like when it's like the instrumentation in the background that's going like doo, 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 or that, something like that is really fun too. I like it.
Yes, it just reminds me so much of summer and running around in summer. So here's hoping that sends us off on a good time this summer
coming up soon. Or are we already in summer? No,
oh, right? It starts June 22nd, June. Right?
Yeah. Okay, soon. TM.
We have time.
I think that's all the K-pop songs that we have for today, or we covered, I think, most of it. Maybe not all, because there's simply too much.
It's all we have time for today.
Yeah. But yeah, I hope today's show gave our listeners maybe a little bit more interest in K-pop if they weren't already interested in it. Something that I think is, for the most part, like very feel good. Just pop in general is just something that always brings up my mood, I feel like. I'm not sure, do you feel the same way about K-pop? Or
I do. I think it's not just to bring it's not just to make you feel good, but to bring the mood up specifically, just due to its easiness to listen to. But while being easy to listen to, I think there's a lot of space for experimentation and presence in this genre. So I think it's a really interesting one to get into.
I think that's it for today's show on Bibimbap here on WICT Pittsburgh 88.3 FM. Once again, Claire, thank you so much for joining me today. I had a lot of fun talking about one of our favorite genres, and I hope you also had fun.
I did. Thanks for having me. Hope everyone learned a little something and maybe listened to a new song today.
All right. We're going to quickly read some PSAs and promos for you guys. So stick around.
Stay tuned. Stay tuned. Don't leave. Wait, that's a call to action. You can't say that.
Oh, yeah, you're right.
ICT Pittsburgh. listening to The Echo Chamber here on WRCT. Thanks so much for tuning in. The track we started out with just now is called I Feel Fine by Reptalians, which is some of our new music here at WRCT. We're going to have a mix of stuff today here on my show, including what feels like a little bit of an accidental memorial show, since you're going to hear some tracks from Ronnie Spector and Mark Lanegan, both of whom we lost this year. Stay tuned, though, for that and happier stuff. Don't forget to check out the playlist at WRCT.org. Just take a look for the show, The Echo Chamber. While we're getting started, here's a quick reminder about another show here on WRCT. The Tembo Sounds Show is a uniquely curated radio show mixed and presented live by the scholar practitioner Dr. Oscar Rodoli, Saturdays from 8 to 10 p.m. For a playlist of past shows, visit serato.com, that's serato.com/playlists/tembo_sounds. Up next, The Violent Femmes.
Someone, a person to talk to, someone who care to love. Could it be you? Could it be you? Situation gets rough, then I start to panic. It's not enough. It's just the habit, a kid, you're sick. Well, darling, this is it. You can all just kiss off into the air. Behind my back, I can see them stare. They'll hurt me bad, but I won't mind. They'll hurt me bad, they do it all the time.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, they do it all the time.